You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
It's Tuesday, time for us to just reflect on the latest happenings in the property sector. And in this week's property feature, we are looking at the property barometer that is done monthly by F&B. It looks at a whole host of factors when it comes to the property markets, just what house prices are doing, the factors that are influencing prices, which properties are being sold more, and the length of time that some of these properties are going off the market in, amongst other things, of course. We do have Siphamandla Mkhwanazi, the senior economist at F&B, joining us for this discussion. Siphamandla, sir, thanks so much for your time. So just give us the reading of the April barometer. What's your assessment of the state of the property market?
Good evening, Pam. Good evening to your listeners. Thanks for having me. Cici, what's happening in the market right now is what I would characterize it. I'll characterize it as a divergence between what the economic the macroeconomic fundamentals are telling us and the market outcomes we are seeing in the property market. I say this because we still see market volumes. So these are total mortgage volumes that are approved, that are registered by the big office on a daily basis. Those volumes are still running ahead of the averages we used to see pre-pandemic, which is quite shocking if you think of the context in which the market is operating in. So you've seen unemployment rising to record highs. We have seen that recovery in headcount has not recovery in wages, meaning that the people that are employed are getting paid a little bit more on average. And those that have just left of it difficult to get back into the market. So it's a bit of an old model that you are seeing these volumes in this kind of channel. But a lot of it has got to do with just the shift in the living patterns, the appetite that the banks have shown in acquiring in funding property acquisition, as well as the still low interest rate environment. And in some markets, particularly those that are higher priced, we have seen over the last few years that prices have actually declined, which has made it cheaper for buyers to keep in there. And it appears that that's what exactly they did.
So does that mean it's still a buyer's market, or is it also a seller's market, or a combination of the two, depending on what gains you're looking at?
At an aggregate level, it is pretty much a buyer's market, but there are good pockets where sellers have actually gained an upper hand. I talk of areas such as George and areas around it, in and around the West Cape, for example, where we have seen immigration taking place from the inlets towards those areas because more people are able to work remotely. We've seen that in such areas that with volumes where activity is actually taking place, that sellers have actually gained an upper hand on buyers.
Just on the outlook for mortgage rates, as F&B, you are expecting interest rates to go up, like most banks, this year. But you're expecting interest rates to go up by 150 basis points. That's 1.5% added to the current prime rate. How do you see that happening? As in, 50 basis points per meeting at the Reserve Bank or the MPC, at 50 basis point hike here, 25 basis point hike there. Exactly how do you see that happening, the increase?
So just to note is that the risk of a 50 basis point hike, and many of the remaining meetings this year, it has increased, but it isn't our base case. We still think that the Reserve Bank is much worse, that the economy is still pretty much in need of support. And the recovery that we are seeing now is fragile at best. So it's easy to derail that trade. So I think we think that it's going to be 25 basis points in the remainder of the meeting. So it's already been 50 already. We think in the next four meetings we will see the increment of 25 basis points, until the euro starts accumulating by December.
All right. So, Siphamandla, really important information as it does affect not only what you get your mortgage rate from the bank, but also your rental to a degree as a landlord. It affects that income. But so we'll leave it there for now. It's Phamandla Mkhwanazi, the senior economist at FNB.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.